We continue our learning We are on Tanis Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel. V'shloshuv amarcheshon shalonis agashamim. We begin v'sein tal umato levracha on the third of Marcheshvan according to the Tanakama. Rami Gamliel Omer b'shivabo. You start on the seventh. Why are we starting on the seventh? So the Mishnah explains. I'm not going to start on the third. I'm going to start on the seventh because we want to wait 15 days after Sukkot, after Shmini Atzeres, for people to get home. So the last person who's Ole Regel, who may be going as far as Bavel, needs to go to Nahar Pras. We know he would arrive, he'd reach that destination 15 days after the Chag. And then we can start asking for rain. We're afraid it's going to rain. If people begin the request of the Sein Tal Matal Varacha, we wait till 15 days after Shmini Atzeres. Now, that happens to be, according to our calculation, according to our calendar, that Tishrei always has 30 days. So that would be true. 15 days later would indeed be the 7th of Mar Cheshvan. But realize that at times of Kiddush HaChodesh Al Pi Re'iyah through witnesses, potentially, Tishrei could have only 29 days. And they would declare the 30th day as Rosh Chodesh, not the 31st. So then, 15 days after Shmini Atzeres would end up being the 8th of Mar Cheshvan. So Rosh Chodesh would have been a day earlier. So now, the 8th of Mar Cheshvan would come a day earlier. Would be now 15 days after the Chag. But according to our calculation, it's the 7th, and that's the Psak Halach of Eretz Yisrael. That they begin on the 7th of Mar Cheshvan. 15 days, we assume, is the distance from Yerushalayim to Nahar Pras, based on the following calculation. We assume that Nahar Pras is, from Yerushalayim to Nahar Pras, is 150 parsos. A paros is made up of 4 mil. Each mil is 2,000 amos. So, and a person, we assume the average person travels 10 parasos in one day. So, if you just do the math, if you're from Yerushalayim to Nahar Pras is 150 parasos, and the average person is able to travel 10 parasos a day, so the people walking from Yerushalayim to Nahar Pras would take them 15 days to travel 150 parasos. So that's that calculation. Now, in Chutz La'aretz, we do not begin on the 7th of Mar Cheshvan. We begin what's known as 60 days after the Tekufas Tishrei. We have 4 Tekufos. We have the summer solstice, we go known as Tekufas Tammuz. That's where we have the longest day and the shortest night. We have the winter solstice, which is known as Tekufas Teves, which is where we have the longest night and the shortest day. And then we have the equinoxes. We have the end of September time, Tekufas Tishrei, which is what we're referring to here. And we have Tekufas Nisan, the spring equinox. That's when the days are equal in both the two times. The night and days are both equal, both 12 hours each. So it's 60 days after the Tekufas Tishrei, after the full equinox, that we begin asking for rain in Chutz La'aretz. This really started in Bavel, where the area was generally irrigated much better than Eretz Yisrael, and we didn't need rain till a little bit later in the season, in the winter. So that's why we started later, and this became the practice for all of Chutz La'aretz, even though in many places in Chutz La'aretz there is no particular rainy season. In fact, those who want to ask for rain at times of the year that's not the rainy season, that's also allowed as long as you add the Sein Tal Matal Varacha into Shomea Tefillah and not into Borech Aleinu. Based on changes in the calendar, the truth is 60 days after Tekufas Tishrei is no longer December 4th and December 5th, December 4th in most years, December 5th in others. Nonetheless, that becats the Masorah, and that's the practice that we continue to have till this day. Tainis Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet. So the 17th of Mar Cheshvan arrived, and it still hasn't rained. So according to Rabbi Meir, the Tanakhama of the previous Mishnah, so that's 2 weeks, that's 14 days after you began asking for rain. According to Rabbi Gamliel, it's 10 days after rain. Now, according to Rabbi Meir, we assume that the 17th of Mar Cheshvan, which is 14 days after you began asking for rain, is the normal date you're supposed to have the third rain already. We assume the first rain is we assume that the first rain will fall on the third, and then we have, well, that's the order. First rain we have the third and the seventh and the 17th. And that's the Rabbi Meir's opinion. So by the 17th already, that's when we expect the third rain. And it hasn't rained at all, so then there's a concern that we have. Rabbi Yehuda's dates are the 7th, the 17th, and the 23rd. And we'll discuss this later. And Rabbi Yossi's dates are the 17th of Mar Cheshvan, the 23rd of Mar Cheshvan, and the 1st of Kislev that we're supposed to have. That's the order of the first three rains. So according to Rabbi Meir, when we've already arrived at the 17th of Mar Cheshvan, and it hasn't rained, so that's when you would have expected the third rain already. So there is a reason for concern, and therefore the Mishnah says hischilu hayechidim misanin shalosh tanios. So the yechidim, the individuals, these were people. The Rishonim assume. People who are very learned, Talmidei Chachamim, who are learning in all of the Masechtos and able to answer questions, all the Masechtos. Bartuna just says Talmidei Chachamim. So these Yechidim, this was not something that was imposed on the Tzibor, but they began fasting. On what day? Shalosh Tanios, three Tanios, on Monday, Thursday, and Monday. What's the basis of Monday, Thursday, and Monday? Tosfos Bava Kamma Daf Pei Beis says that Mondays and Thursdays is based on the Medrash, that Moshe went up to Har Sinai on a Thursday to get the second Luchos, and then he came down on Yom Kippur, which was a Monday. So those were days of Ratzon, of Slicha, Mechila, Kapara. So therefore, the Chacham decided those were days for the good days for these fast days and good days to read the Torah. Mondays and Thursdays have a certain day. We had the Vuhurachim on those days because those are days of Ritzu Yashem. We hope we'll accept our Tfilos. So therefore, these yichidim, now we're going to see that the fasts that are imposed on the whole community, which if it doesn't rain after this amount of time we begin, those are also Monday, Thursday, and Monday, so we do the same thing as well. So the yichidim are going to fast beginning of the 17th of Mar Cheshvan, Monday, Thursday, and Monday, three Tanios. But these fasts are not that severe, as we'll see. Ochlin Mishosin Mishech HaShecha, like we do on most of our fast days, obviously, with the exception of Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, we eat and we drink when it's dark. And umutarn b'malacha, and there's no prohibition of doing malacha at all. Uberechitza, there's no prohibition of washing the body. Uvesicha, or anointing, smearing on oils. Uveninilas hastandol, and there's no prohibition of wearing leather shoes. Vatashu shamita, and there's no prohibition of marital relations. That's these tanios for these yichidim will follow the regular tanis that we would have on a tanis sibur other than Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. So eating at night, as opposed to the other fasts where we're not permitted to eat at night. So that means the following. That means officially a person can, as we often do, we wake up before Alos HaShachar and we should be able to eat. Could be 3 o'clock in the morning, and that should be acceptable. However, the halacha is that once a person goes to sleep, there's an assumption that you're not planning on eating till the next day, till it's already light outside, till it's Alos HaShachar. That being the case, going to sleep is really an acceptance of the tanis. And that would be true for all of our Taniyos Tzibur as well, even those for those that begin the next morning going to sleep. We would have to have in mind, express, or think, I plan on getting up in order to eat before Alos HaShachar. Otherwise, you're not permitted to do so. What about drinking? So here there are those Rishonim who claim that this would not apply to drinking. That drinking, we assume you always want to drink. You wake up 4 o'clock in the morning, you want to drink. You wake up 2 o'clock in the morning, you want to take a drink. So here you don't have to have in mind, I want to drink before the fast day when you go to sleep, because there's an, according to many, because an assumption that you're not beisiach das, you're not becoming inattentive at all from drinking. You automatically plan on drinking. When you go to sleep, you don't assume you're not going to drink till the next morning. People drink in the middle of the night. This Tosfos, interesting, derives, if you look at Daf Kuf Yud Ches and Masechta Shabbos, an interesting comparison. The Gemara there says that on Shabbos, when you're finished with the meal, so you're allowed to wash the dishes for the next meal. So Friday night I can wash the dishes if I plan on using them on Shabbos day, and if I plan on using those dishes for Shalos Shudos, I can wash them after the Shabbos day meal and use them for Shalos Shudos. Once the last meal is over and I don't plan on using these dishes anymore, I'm not permitted to wash them, because that's the prohibition, that's the Issa D'Rabbanan of Hachana, of preparing for after Shabbos. You wash the dishes after Shabbos. Some question about, can you load the dishwasher, can wash them off? These are important halakha questions. But we don't wash dishes For after Shabbos. If I have another meal, yes, but if not, I'm not permitted to do so. What about cups? What about glasses? The Gemara says explicitly in Masechet Shabbos, but kosos, ketonios, you have flasks, you have cups, those you're allowed to wash no matter what, even after Shalosh Shidus. Why? Because ein keval shasia. There's no permanent time for drinking. Everyone always wants to drink. So Tosus derives from that halacha, the fact that I'm allowed to wash my cups at any time on Shabbos, even after Shalosh Shidus, because of the potential that I'm going to drink again. It's from there that I derive, using the same logic, that when I go to sleep the night before a fast day, I'm allowed, don't have to have in mind that I plan on getting up to drink before the fast, because it is assumed simply because ein keva l'shasia.